Universe is the show where nerds do what nerds do best, argue. I'm Adam Peacock, and this week I'll be representing Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four.
You will be resenting him. And I'm Caitlin Hempstead, and this week I will be representing Shuri of the Nation of Wakanda.
Yeah, I can't really resent her.
Nothing to resent there. Two spectacular inventors, two superpowered individuals who sort of had it thrust upon them.
Yeah, real, a battle of the brains.
Yeah, finally a battle of the brains two dumb goofballs.
Itching for one. Yeah, for me. I was in talent pool when I was in elementary school.
What is talent pool?
That's like the gifted and talented program.
Oh, all right. Look at you.
Yeah, but then that quickly went away in junior high and high school.
Turns out by the time you're 13, it's balanced out by poor social skills.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wanted to make my friends laugh by drawing like pictures of guys farting and stuff in class.
Oh, that is funny.
All right, well, I'm not that person. I'm not a brain, but Reed and Shuri are. So, Caitlin, the floor is yours for the opening 2 minutes. Tell us why Shuri is the better character.
Thank you so much, Adam. Let's get into it. Smarter than Tony Stark, stronger than Captain America, faster than an Olympian, with more acute senses than a kitty cat. Shuri is the ultimate hero. She rules. And this is even before she gets back from the Dajalia, which we can get into. Shuri is so cool. She's the younger sister of T'Challa. If you know her from the movies, you know that she's a freaking genius. But if you know from the comics, you know that she was actually really eager to be the Black Panther right from the start. There was no, I'm a reluctant hero. She was like, give me it. And before T'Challa came back to Wakanda, she was all set to challenge her uncle for the throne. But then he gets there first and he throws a guy at her and she's trapped under the guy. So she misses the contest. Dang it. But does she sulk? No, not our Shuri. She just supports her beloved brother. She saves the country a bunch of times. She keeps inventing just the dopest stuff. Then in the comics, when T'Challa is out of commission because of a Doctor Doom situation, she takes the herb, and then the Panther God is like, oh, sweet darling, you are way too arrogant to be the Black Panther. Dang it again. But then she convinces him that she'd be great. And in the movies, she convinces herself, and then bada bing, bada boom. And when it's time to step up, she freaking does eventually. Even though I have to say here, if I were Wakandan, I would be like, can we get some separation of church and state here? Because every time there's like a horrible world crisis, our leader is just gone, off in a spaceship flirting. Anyway, she's a genius. She has invented or built a machine that can reverse a black hole, the Midnight Angel armor, those sick gauntlets, something called the Little Saurons, which we'll get into it. She re-engineers the heart-shaped herb. She's a genetic engineer as well. There's nothing she can't do. We find out in the War of the Realms that she's vegan. Shuri cares about her family. She cares about the planet. She is a loyal friend. She is brave and she is strong and she is so, so smart. Just so smart. Thank you very much.
I mean, that is true.
Thank you. Can you argue with any of it?
I don't think so. And I'm also definitely not going to get myself involved in the government of Wakanda. The politics of Wakanda? No, thanks.
If I'm putting myself in the shoes of an ordinary Wakandan, I'm like, it would be nice if the king were here more than 6 months a year.
That is true, because they're not all like that. There's just some people who work in like a shoe store or in a market. Or
yeah.
A taxi driver or something.
I sell insurance. There's no insurance in Wakanda. It's a perfect utopia.
I can't get a client. I'm going to lose my house.
Everyone's so happy. Adam, right back at you, buddy. 2 minutes. Please tell me why you think Reed Richards is the ultimate hero.
Well, I mean, it really does come down to brains in this, doesn't it? And, you know, sure, you can factor in all the physical traits that he has where he can extend parts of his body because, you know, he did something wildly irresponsible and took his friends up to space because he hadn't done all the proper research. And that's the kind of leader Reed Richards is. And sometimes I know I'm going to take a lot of flack for this, but sometimes I think that James Brown was right. It is a man's world. And Reed Richards. And Reed Richards is the man alone at the top with all of this knowledge to battle all the crises that are headed our way at any given moment, Caitlin. Even crises from within our own ranks, because Reed had to spend time and energy away from his family to figure out how to get the Hulk off of the planet because he was going too nuts. So he had to figure out a way to get rid of a hero. You know, he stepped up to the plate. He did that. And then when he sent his former colleague slash best friend down to hell because he himself was too much of a menace, that had to be tough. And he is alone with it at the end of the day. And, you know, sometimes his wife isn't even around for him to see. So I don't want to blame her completely, but you know, he's, I'm having too much fun with this.
It's really Susan's fault.
It's not. No, it's not. She's a hero too. She's a victim in all of this, really, because again, like I said, he took up a bunch of his friends in a spaceship that had no business going to space when they got hit with a solar flare, and it gave them their powers, and it could have been really, really bad. In fact, for Ben, it kind of was. He sort of hates being the thing. He sort of hates being Giant Rock, and Reed did it to him, but he's going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get it done. And he hasn't done it yet, but there's nothing else that he can't do. This man has saved us all countless times. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. Really well put.
I would say my strongest arc opening that I've ever had.
Is he a bad leader and a bad husband? Sure.
I was doing my research, and it really is sort of like, it is his own irresponsibility that makes the Fantastic Four the way they are. And
like that is their greatest villain of all.
Yeah, really. It comes like, yeah, the call's coming from inside the house kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it could have went a different way, but I don't know. I think when you believe in yourself that much, that's a good thing to have.
I will say, in Reed's defense, he is the only member of the Council of Reeds who doesn't abandon his wife and children.
That is true.
Which Shuri, I think, would have done if she didn't know that the Wakandans could track her down anywhere across space and time.
Yeah, but do you think she's not having a family real soon, right? She's going to enjoy that for a little while.
No, yeah. Oh my God, no. Also, I would like to ask you a question about Shuri because I don't know the answer to this.
Okay.
Is she interested in dudes?
I don't know that either.
I don't think we ever see Shuri be like, ooh, that Namor, you know? Or anybody, really. Ooh, that Okoye. Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Hamana.
That is interesting. They don't do that, do they? Did they do it with her brother?
Oh, yeah. He's with freaking Lupita Nyong'o.
That's right.
And in the comics, T'Challa dates Storm, which visualizing a Chadwick Boseman and a young Halle Berry is,
I mean,
something.
I think just that those two characters alone are very, without those two actors attached to them. And then you put those two hunks in there.
Two huge hunks. But finally, we're not talking about sexiness. We're not really even talking about strength. We're finally getting down to the nerds.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of said, like, ultimately it does come down to who's smarter. And I think that's a good place to start. I think we need to talk / maybe even argue a little bit about who is smarter. Tell me about Reed's accomplishments.
I mean, this one's tough because this is one of those things where it's hard to quantify, right? There's no, like, you can't really, there's no tangible way to measure that, is there? I mean, not really, not like super, super smart people, but.
I would say, okay, I think where I land on that is, like, Shuri has, frankly, maybe achieved more, but/and also she is coming from an extremely technologically advanced culture.
That's true.
Where for hundreds of years, they've all just been smarter than everywhere else in the world. So it's sort of like, you know, if you're standing on the shoulders of giants, are you really taller? I'm torn.
I don't know. I mean, now we're going to have to harken back to how much, if he's the smartest man in the world, how much knowledge did he have of Wakandan history and you know, industry. So I don't know.
That's a really interesting point. Was he all up in the vibranium as well?
I don't know. I mean, he would certainly know about it, I would think.
Yeah, he probably would. That rat.
No.
That freaking cheater.
For whatever reason, I keep coming back to terrible stuff in this show. But he took someone else's idea and made it his own.
Oh, Reed, you scamp.
He's the Elvis of scientists.
Does he have cool stuff? Does he have, like, fun tchotchkes?
Reed? Yeah. Oh, he's got all kinds of tchotchkes. He's got cars that can travel interdimensionally. Mm. He had made a gun to suppress his son's mind when his son went nuts.
What's the matter with him? What do you mean?
His son's powers were getting too out of control because he was one of the most powerful mutants, so he had to shut him down, and he invented some...
a gun device to do that to him. It didn't kill him.
Like a gun that goes wah, 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 wah. Or a gun
yeah,
that goes
wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wah, 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 wah.
Thank God it's a wah, wah, wah gun.
Yeah. Nobody's playing any Garth Brooks or Alabama while they're shooting this gun.
They've got that wah, wah pedal on lock.
That's right.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, Shuri doesn't have a car that can travel through dimensions, but she does have the black hole machine, but Iron Man did help her with that. But is Reed a genetic engineer? Can he bring back a extinct plant?
Sure he could. He's got degrees in all sorts of fields of science and business, biology, business, molecular science.
And you think MBA guys are smart? Is that what you're saying?
As an NBA guy myself, I say yes.
Got him. Okay. I'm just saying, in business school, you must have met some of the people who go to business school.
You know what? This is how stupid I am. It's worse because I thought MBA meant MFA, and I was like, that's what I have. And I don't even think it's that. I don't have a master's. I have a bachelor's.
Yeah. Do you think Reed could get a bachelor's in the arts? Like, do you think he could get up in front of a theater class and like really bare his soul?
I don't think so. I'm a pretty good actor and I don't think he could do that.
Yeah. I'm with you.
He also made a wooden gun to defeat Magneto. So that's smart. That's like when they were going to kill the president in that Johnny Depp movie and they had a wooden gun. Nick of time.
What? When did they do that? To get through a metal detector?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. If Magneto had, his life had gone a little bit different, he could have just gotten a job as a human metal detector.
But if it's just him, the line at TSA is going to be out the door.
Yeah, but it's the personal experience. It's not dehumanizing anymore. It's just a nice elderly Holocaust survivor going, boop, you're good.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I take that back. I think it'd be very quick. I think he has such a good sense of metal. He knows who's got what.
Yeah. Wooden gun is cool. I think Shuri could ride the hell out of a skateboard, and I don't think Reed Richards could.
See, I think Reed could just make his legs into a skateboard, mm-hmm. and then he could just ride himself.
But I think Shuri could use her acrobatic skills, which she is a trained child acrobat, a la Robin.
Well, let me ask you this. What is an acrobat without their net? And
Robin's dead parents.
Right, and Reed can turn himself into an acrobatic net, so I think the cradle of all, you know, you don't need to be the acrobat when you're saving the acrobat themselves.
Huh. Yeah.
Think about it, man.
That's going to pop into my head as I'm falling asleep tonight.
Huh?
I could tell.
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's of Arts.
Bachelor of Arts. Thank you very much. Minor in theater. Or, sorry, major in. No, minor in theater.
Hey, I'm not here to fight. I got an English major. Like a freaking idiot. Well, I am here to fight. Because who's better to their families?
I think it's not fair to judge Shuri because she doesn't have a family of her own just yet.
Wow. That's very rude of you. Just because a woman hasn't given birth to a baby means she doesn't have a family?
I didn't
say canceled.
No, I didn't say a woman. I said a person who doesn't have a family of their own.
That's true. She has not reproduced, but she is a loyal daughter and a loving sister. And in a way, you could say the nation is her family.
Yeah. I mean, Reed has taken his children and his family on an intergalactic vacation just for fun. That's the kind of thing that, as a dad and a husband and, you know, a provider, he can just do that.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. But does he have to pay any money for it?
No, because he's generating income with all of his inventions. He's providing for the family as well, too.
Oh, is that true? Oh, damn. All right. That's interesting. That is a good point. Not that I necessarily think that's a man's role, but it is nice that he steps up and does that.
And it seems to be he's the only one who's interested in having a job, yeah. Because the other three don't seem that interested in working at all.
Ben's too sad.
He's too sad.
Susan's in the 50s, so it just never even occurred to her to get a job.
Yeah, well, that didn't come till much, much later.
Yeah.
And Johnny Storm's too busy screwing off.
Yeah, he's screwing off. He's surfing around. He's chasing that endless summer. Yeah. He does have a lot of people to carry. Whereas a lot of people in Shuri's life were really functional. But I mean, she does have the weight of the entire country on her shoulders. And what is a leader if not a parent of a country, you know?
Who do you think at the end of the day, when they're all alone and they're just, they're by themselves sitting with a scotch, who do you think is more happy with it?
Ooh. Like with their powers and their life? Not
just everything. Their station, their role. If your country is your family, what does that mean? Who deals with the pressure better?
I think at this point in their lives, probably Reed.
I think so.
I think Shuri's a little more tortured.
Yeah.
I think she's a lot of grief that she hasn't really totally processed in the movies. And then like she's a lot of trauma in the comics that, you know, sort of goes unaddressed because they don't have time.
So here's the thing. I don't even know who's the winner in that question, because just because he's okay with it, maybe that's not a good thing.
Yeah. On the other hand, who's haunted by their choices?
Maybe it is him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really think he's definitely drinking scotch. I feel like she's just having like a Pabst.
Oh, Pabst, huh?
Like I think when she and Riri became friends, I think she just got a taste for like lowbrow American beer. Did you know this? Wait a minute. I can't wait to tell you this. Did you know that canonically, Shuri, Riri, aka Ironheart, and Kamala Khan own an apartment together in Chicago and they go there every 6 months just to hang out?
Do they really? That's so cute.
Isn't that so cute? I forget what it's in, but there's this comic that's just like them hanging out in the apartment being like, boy, it's hard to be a young woman of color and also a soup.
I hope they live in my neighborhood, my old neighborhood.
Have you seen three young women with an unbelievable amount of confidence for being like 19?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Yeah. Who do you think's a better friend?
I think Shuri's a better friend.
Yeah. I think Reed's done a lot for his friends, but he's done a lot to his friends.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And after a while, you kind of have to convince yourself that you got to stop feeling bad about it.
Whose powers would you more want to have?
Oh, this sucks because... Of course, it's Shuri. Of course.
Yeah. Because they're both smart. That's not one of the powers.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess if they were just two brains in a jar, I would stick with Reed.
Okay. But Shuri can turn her clothes into a rock-like substance.
Yeah, her.
Yeah. Her powers are cool. Yeah. Although to be very long would be nice as a very short person.
It does make things... In fact, the other day I had a guy ask me to get some olives off the top shelf at the grocery store for him, and that made me feel very good.
Did it just make you feel like a peak human specimen?
No, it just felt nice to help.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, man, because usually, you know, there's so much awful in this place sometimes, and just to have something nice happen, that felt good. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, I am better than that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You're the Ubermensch. Look at you.
Which olives? These? And I start pushing them.
You, like a kitty cat just off the top shelf?
Yeah. Making it noise, like making it walk so he thinks it's good. He doesn't know where it is.
Yeah. He can't even see it. But I'll have you know, I can sit very comfortably on planes.
Yeah, that... I was just talking about that. It's not nice.
Is there anything else that we should cover about these two absolute brain units?
No, I think we got the points that we got, I thought, are pretty good. But I don't think a lot of people go down that road. And I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to have an honest conversation about who you would rather hang out with. A cool teenage queen or a man who is so rude to his own wife.
Well, we're going to figure that out when we come back from break. We're going to toss some games at each other. And it's going to be Reed.
Can't wait.
All right, everybody, welcome to round two for this week's episode of Versus. In round two, Caitlin and I get to pick one game to play with and at each other in order to further our arguments about which of our characters is better. Caitlin, the first game I've picked for you is Two Truths and a Lie, the old classic. I have three statements here about Reed Richards that I'm going to read to you. You will have to guess which one is the lie. Am I doing this right?
That's exactly correct. And I feel like I'm right back on the bus to camp, just trying to pass the time with somebody that I just met. I love it.
Great.
So you're going to tell me two truths and a lie about Reed Richards.
Yeah.
And if I get the lie correct, I win a point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Hit me.
Reed Richards, he obtained 4 college degrees by the time he was 18 years old.
Hmm. Okay.
In an offhanded comment to Quicksilver, it was revealed that Reed Richards was behind the Superman versus Muhammad Ali boxing match.
Behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was Dr. Doom's best man, but the relationship and the wedding fell apart when it was revealed that Johnny Storm had had a relationship with Doom's fiance first.
This is something, because this era of comics I do not know about and also absolutely can't keep track of. So this is really fun. Okay. 4 college degrees by the time he was 18. Superman versus Muhammad Ali, or Dr. Doom's best man. I'm going to say, because I love the silliness of Silver Age comics, I'm going to say it's 4 college degrees.
You think that's the lie?
Yeah.
It is not the lie.
Okay.
You get no points. He didn't fix that Muhammad Ali Superman fight.
Okay, I don't know. They're so silly in the 70s. Why would I think he fixed a boxing match?
If you were going to ask me what it was, I was gonna say something like, oh, he just had an off. He was making some kind of joke to make himself look cool. I had a whole thing planned.
Wow. Okay. Oh, I could have asked follow-up questions?
Yeah, but you didn't know that then.
Oh, my God. Well, what I didn't know when. All right. Let's see if it's so easy for you, Mr. Genius Guy. 2 truths and a lie about Shuri.
Okay.
Shuri started life as T'Challa's sister T'Chana, who became Dr. Doom. Shuri appears in a manga where she builds a mech suit for Dr. Strange. Shuri once helped save the Earth from cannibal zombies.
Mech suit.
Oh, you got me, you son of a bitch. Yes. Yeah, that was the lie.
Yes.
How'd you know?
Cannibal zombies. I mean, Marvel zombies, right?
I don't remember. It was Earth 11080. I don't even remember the comic, but...
Yeah, that might have been. And then the Doctor Doom thing, I wasn't 100% sure on, but like that seems pretty messed up enough to happen.
Yeah, yeah. At first they were like, T'Challa has a sister and she's bad. And then they were like, T'Challa has a sister and she's good. She's just a little bit cocky.
I do like that is the kind of the cool thing about comics is that if you just say you're sorry, it's all forgiven.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Did Reed ever apologize for hitting his wife?
I don't know. I don't want to get mixed up in people's marriages.
Oh, boy. Look, they didn't get it perfect every single time. Hence
no.
Why we have the boys now.
Yeah. And they were doing the best with what they had.
Yeah. And what they had was really bad. It was America in the 1960s. That's bad.
Yeah, I'm the one great.
All right. Oh, we had our little laughs. You played your little trick on me. You were very good at guessing what was and wasn't a manga. But now it's time for another game. Now, we rocked up here confidently tonight planning to play a game called Battle of the Brains, which is a very fun game about how we would have our character solve a logistical challenge that actually appeared in the comics. But we're not talking about that now, because moments before we got on air, yeah, producer Tom said, all right, and then the other game, what do? They're going to fix a toaster? So now, that's the game I pick.
Just,
you tell me.
They're going to fix a toaster.
Yeah, they're going to fix a toaster. So with the 2 minutes provided for you, you tell me, how would Mr. Fantastic fix a toaster?
Okay. It's Friday morning and everybody's excited that it's the end of the week and they're all the Richard family is all downstairs. They're all having breakfast. And it turns out that today's the day that they find out both of their kids are diabetic and it's the one thing you can't fix. So if they don't have a proper meal before they go off to school, it's going to be a shit show. So he realizes that as he puts the toast down, the button down, he realizes, oh no, there's not Ezekiel bread in there. The only place I can get Ezekiel bread, it's gone. They don't make it anymore. And I need to go up to my moon base to get the plans to make more Ezekiel bread. But he can't go to the moon base and back in time, because if he doesn't get the bread in there, it's going to pop up. The kid's going to see there's no food in there. They're going to collapse. It's going to just be over from the start. So on the spot, he devises some kind of breathing apparatus that our mere mortal brains can't understand that works. It's made out of Dawn dish soap, and there's a fishbowl and a plastic Walmart bag. And, you know, he uses that and he races up to the moon and he unhinges his moon base stash and he flies back down to Earth with the Ezekiel bread recipe in his hand, and he gets back to the kitchen and he's like, oh shit, I can see the thing is about to come up, you know? So he like figures out a way to stop time. He just stops time. And he goes back and he cures diabetes. He goes back in time and he cures diabetes, and he comes back to present day and he just injects his kid with those serums that he made. And then when the toast comes up, it is just Wonder Bread White, but everybody's pretty happy with it because it was about love, not about the toaster.
Wow. That is so beautiful and such a freaking cheat, you cheater.
How did I cheat?
You've cheated. I said fix the toaster. The toaster wasn't even broken.
But it was diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes was a toaster all along. Okay.
Look, it's going to be up for the voters to decide. Listeners, you got the voters. You got
the vote. Hey, if you're in line, don't get out of line.
We need those votes. The toaster brought them together. If the toaster fixed them.
Okay. All right. That is sweet.
And I guess, you know, yeah. But what about you? I mean, let's figure out what is Shuri gonna, is she gonna fix a toaster?
Yeah, Shuri's gonna literally fix a toaster because that's the question. Okay.
Here we go.
It's Sunday morning in Boys Town. That's right. Shuri, Kamala, and Riri are in their little apartment after a long night of painting nails and talking about defeating extra-dimensional incursions by their evil selves from Earth 214. I wish I'd said Earth 420. Anyway, they get up and all they want to have is a little bit of cinnamon raisin bagel with cream cheese. Now, ordinarily, I would say that's disgusting. It's savory bagels or nothing. But they're heroes, and they were heroes so young. They deserve their little treats. All they want is a cinnamon raisin bagel with Philadelphia, but unfortunately, they wake up and they go, oh, the toaster isn't working. Riri looks at Kamala. Kamala looks at Riri. They both look at Shuri, and she goes, no problem. So she pulls out a cool little toolkit that she's always keeping on her, and she pulls up one of her crazy Minority Report projection computers that somehow come out of her gauntlets, just like Leela in Futurama. And she pulls up the schematic of the toaster and she's like, oh, well, I have a theory. I think it's probably just like the depressor circuit is burnt out from overuse. The voltage of this apartment is just like a little bit too high for this nice European model that I brought over from when I was in Switzerland sourcing chocolates for a party in Wakanda. Anyway, she takes the toaster apart. She's doing tweaks. She's doing things. She gets a little vial of nanobots and she pours them into the toaster, and they're in there, they're squiggling around, and they repair the circuit, and then by the time she's done, the toaster has 8 slots, and it will perfectly set your makeup, and it will cause any, you know, anybody in the entire neighborhood to find $5 more in their pocket, and it's the perfect toaster, and everybody's happy forever. The end.
I like that took place in Boys Town, because I used to live right by Boys Town, and that's a great little neighborhood.
Their apartment's right near yours.
Yeah. And the $5 thing is nice, too.
I think I got a little derailed on backstory there, but she just fixes it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm probably not supposed to do this, but, like, I kind of bailed on that whole thing. He didn't fix my toaster.
No, now you're admitting you're in the wrong. I want to big you back up. I think it was really wonderful that he solved his kid's diabetes.
And that was a trick to get you to vote for me.
Oh,
and you
manipulative.
Just did it.
Ooh.
You just did it.
You son of a bitch. I fell right into it.
All right, buddy. Well, let's make some closing arguments about our characters, huh? You have the next minute to tell or to convince the audience why Shuri is the best character.
She has so much growing left to do, and the cool thing about the comics is, much like Peter Parker or like Nightwing, we are going to get to watch Shuri blossom into an incredibly cool adult hero. Yeah, she's been a little cocky. Yeah, she's been a little resistant. Yeah, she or her former incarnation did become Dr. Doom, but she is kind, she is smart, she is cool as hell. Her clothes are fantastic. Her taste in music is spectacular. Her politics, mwah, impeccable. And she really can just fix or build or create anything, even when she's not in a laboratory setting. I think she's a genius and a role model, and gosh, I would hang out with her. And that's all I have to say. Adam, won't you please take that time,
man,
and give it back to yourself and tell me why Reed Richards is the greatest.
Well, this is tough because they're both, I mean, Shuri's pretty great. So it's tough debating that for real. My best shot would be, because he gets to go to different galaxies, he's explored the never ending reaches of space and time and the mind, and he's created a council of Reeds, and you know, he deals in the shadows of the Illuminati. He's in the Illuminati, so it's him, who else, Jay-Z, like whoever else is in there, but they're protecting the Earth, you know, and they're doing it in secret for our own good. So he's really got a lot on his plate, you know? And the stretching thing is cool. He designed clothes with unstable molecules so everybody could have suits that worked in their current conditions. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, he makes inventions to support his family financially, like I said, and he seems to be the only one doing it. And that's pretty nice. And they make a lot of money. So they're both great, but Reed's older.
Wow. Yeah. Only one of them has an MBA.
That's right. Remember when I thought I had one when we were talking about it earlier?
I was like, I thought I knew Adam, but this is a whole chapter.
No, I
don't
have a master's in business. I'm an idiot.
I think you're a genius too. I think there's four geniuses on this show, and it's Shuri, Reed, you, and then like probably Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are they? Yeah. What are they fixing? A toaster? He was over it. All right, buddy. Well, this is always so much fun. I had so much fun doing this with you.
What an absolute joy. There's no one I would rather be fighting and resisting agreeing with.
Absolutely.
Because we're both just so delighted to be hanging out.
If you would like to weigh in on who you think won this week's battle or give us suggestions to see which pop culture icons you'd like us to represent next, you can email us at officialversuspodcast@gmail.com or tweet at Wood Elf Media on socials and use the hashtag @versuspodcast. Until next week, I'm Adam Peacock.
I'm Caitlin Hempstead.
Bye.
Bye.
Versus is a Wood Elf original series, executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Ryan Middledorf, Caitlin Hempstead, and Adam Peacock. Produced by Tom Breck. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Neely Oftering.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.